Our text for today comes from Romans chapter 8. And we know that for those who love God, all things work together for good. For those who are called according to His purpose, for those whom He foreknew, He also predestined to be conformed to the image of His Son, in order that He might be the firstborn among many brothers. And those whom He predestined, He also called. And those whom He called, He also justified. And those whom He justified, He also glorified. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? This is our text. Please be seated. So let's talk grammar. Oh no, you must be thinking. Are we in English class? Remember all those English names and rules that we had to learn in high school that were seemingly irrelevant at that time? Like present participles and indirect objects, prepositions. Well, when I needed to learn Portuguese earlier this year, suddenly all those rules that were seemingly irrelevant 10 years ago became very relevant. That is, if I wanted to understand and speak another language. So at the risk of putting you all to sleep, let's talk grammar. Now, according to Webster's Dictionary, the term subject is the noun, etc., in which a sentence about which something is said. So, in other words, as we remember, the subject in a sentence is a person or thing which does the action. A dog barks. Gas prices rise. And unfortunately, this year, all too often, the Indians lose. So, what is the subject of our reading for today? One of the misquotes of this text in Romans is simply put, all things work together for good. Did you notice the subject in that sentence? This phrase makes it sound like all things is the subject, as if all things do the action of working out for good on their own. And we know this thinking. Maybe you've heard it said. Things have a way of working themselves out, or it will all work out in the end, or time heals all wounds. But do problems fix themselves? I'm reminded of a time in college when I had a friend who was very frustrated over a leg injury that kept her from racing competitively again. And trying to help shortly after this, after she expressed her frustration to me, I said something to the nature of, something good will come out of it. Well, she didn't take it as much help. Instead, she only became more frustrated, and now frustrated with me. Inadvertently, I bypassed something important about her injury. An injury is an injury. Injuries inhibit normal activity because injuries are bad. And see what happens if we bypass the terribleness of certain events with the families of 9/11, with the families affected by Katrina, with the families who've lost loved ones, and immediately jump to say everything will work out in the end. All things work to good. Though perhaps well-intentioned, these phrases can hurt. The bad that has happened is not recognized when the language puts all things doing the action of working to the good. Because what do you end up when the subject is all things? When all things are said to do the action of turning to good on their own, it's as if we were to call all things good. But there is nothing further from the truth. Because when bad things happen, they're bad. And we need to call a thing what it is. And all of this points to the condition that the world is in right now. As we heard in our readings from Romans last Sunday, creation cries out for redemption. We live in a broken, messed up world that cries out for renewal. Things do not work right. We have hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes. People lie, cheat, and steal. People get sick, get injured, and die. Is this the way that's supposed to be? Are these the signs of a world that is getting better on its own? Certainly not. In the world, we find out about a world that was created without blemish, where everything worked in perfect harmony. We hear about creation that had a perfect union with its creator, yet has been messed up by the offense of created man against his creator. It has caused separation between man and God. And this separation has gone also between all of creation and God, the Creator. So, how can all things work together for good? What subject does the action of working out all things? What subject does the action for us? There is only one subject possible of doing this action. It's God Himself, the Creator. He is the subject of all good. He is the action of all good. He works out all things to the good of those who love Him. He takes all things, even the worst of the worst, and brings good out of them for His children. And sometimes we experience something in this world, in this broken world, that is downright horrible. The effects of a broken world, creation working against, contrary to Creator. But God promises to bring good out of it for His children, because He is for us. And if you have any doubt of this, look to the cross. The Son of God, who had done no wrong, who had no separation from God, who had perfect communion with the Father, who is both creation as man, and He by whom all things were created, was hung on the cross, where He was given the ultimate separation from God that the whole world deserves. He was given the condemnation that we all deserve. And God worked good from that, because God is for us. Christ was given the punishment of separation, but He overcame it. He ended the separation because in Him is the perfect union between God and man, between creation and creator. Because He is fully God and fully man. And it is the ultimate and good and gracious act of God in which He has ended this separation. It was through this act that we know that we have forgiveness of our separating sin. God is the subject doing the action of raising Jesus from the dead. Jesus is the firstborn of the resurrection. The same resurrection that we will experience on the last day. And this resurrection signifies something absolutely huge and fundamental to the Christian life. We will be raised to real bodies, just as He Himself was raised. We will be made new along with the new heavens and the new earth. And any beauty and life that you see in this world today is but a mere shadow of the new world that is to come. The new heavens and the new earth will work the way that they were supposed to. Because separation between Creator and creation will no longer exist. But how does this reality affect us today? We know that in this world we live in is still broken. We still have crime. We still have injuries. We still have death. We still have all the terrible effects of separating sin in this world. But there is a subject that works for us. God works for us. He Himself works all things to the good of those who love Him, though we may not easily recognize how He does it all the time. We know that He does, because He is for us. If He would send His very Son to die for us, how would He not graciously give us all things? And Christ is seated at the right hand of the Father, where He continues to intercede for us, where He continues to speak for us. God is the subject who brings victory to us. The victory is already won. The separation is over in Jesus. Our place united with God is already set. We know it. We trust it. We live in it. We have conviction far above hunches or feelings. We have trust. We have faith in our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ that the separation has ended. And so, shall nakedness or famine or sword separate us? No. For I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor rulers, neither things present nor things to come, nor height nor depth, nor anything else in all of creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. And when you think of it, is there any way that anything in this creation would be able to separate us from the Creator? He's the one who made it all. So we know with certainty that His promises are true. We know that He has the power to keep us united with Him. And He does it all through Christ Jesus. So this is where we live. The now and not yet. Now we know that we have redemption. Not yet is the plan of salvation and renewal complete with the new heavens and the new earth. Now we know that death has no ultimate victory. Not yet have we seen the full resurrection and redemption of the whole world. Now we know that God will work all things to the good of those who love Him. Not yet have we always seen how He will do this. But we know that He does work it out for good because He is for us. He has shown it in Christ Jesus our Lord. It's in the ground. God is the subject. He acts for us today, tomorrow, and forevermore. In Christ Jesus. Amen.